Pro Flow International National Network.
PositivePeopleRadio.com.
Yeah, let's give it up for the underdog. The good man and the great woman. Make a difference or make way for something different.
Positive people, positive thoughts, positive companies, and of course, positive moments with your host, Ohio Mike Mosley. Everything positive. Positive motivation, positive reinforcement, positive inspiration, positive entertainment, and of course, positive results. It's a positive radio show.
Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah. You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show. www.maxteam.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
Okay, so I have finally, after so many failed attempts, I finally got a chance to talk to Malia McKinney. I'm not really sure if you guys know who Malia McKinney is, but you should. So Malia, if you don't mind introducing yourself, I would love for the audience to kind of get an idea of who you are, from the woman herself?
Well, first and foremost, I'm the product of the great God that has incorporated a magnificent opportunity in my life to experience many things. Landing myself in the Hall of Fame at such a very early age, writing for the Legends of Country, and then turning into a businesswoman whose crusade has been the march for positive entertainment through conscious music entertainment with my partner, Kevin Lambert, who is also known as the developer of R&P, or Rhythm and Praise.
Sorry about that. Rhythm and Praise. Can you get the audience understanding what Rhythm and Praise is? Because, you know, you have different genres out here, like, you know, R&B, hip-hop, and, of course, classical and contemporary and top 40s. What is the hip-hop praise? And that's some new stuff, new, actually.
Actually, that should come from the developer himself, Kevin Lambert.
Yes, hi. Good to be
here. Oh, snap!
Yes. Well, you know, the R&P genre is, you know, it's a lot of, really, it's anything. It's not your traditional gospel. Gospel means the good news, so, yeah, it's like that. We praise him. And the styles and beats for my particular genre of R&P, I mix a blend of hip-hop, R&B, that feels good sound, and we've just, you know, that with along with praise, and have just created a vibrant sound that has given us an opportunity to see, you know, I had a song chart number 5 on the Billboard chart that was an R&B song, but it charted R&B hip-hop single sales. So, you know, it's just pretty much like what Pharrell did with Happy. You know, the world's ready to hear something positive, and that's what we love about conscious music entertainment. And it's just time for us to take back what feels good and music that is powerful. And everybody knows it's powerful. There's no way around it. But those of us that are making music, you know, we have a responsibility to be conscious about what it is that we do. And with R&P being, it's got some swag to it, bruh. Swag to it. So, you know, it gives people feel more comfortable when they can be about something that is that's popular, that is trendy. It's a brand new thing. And then yet, I mean, in its style and components and bringing back live instrumentation and strong vocals and great vocals.
So, Mr. Lambert, ask your question.
And, you know, and bringing a vibrant sound out there, man, that just happens to be praising the King of Kings, man. Quit. Forget about it. It's like, it's a takeover with R&P. So many cats that, you know, the church won't play their music or they don't fit because they're not pulling the collection plates. God forgive them. But, you know, we got a brand new sound, man, and it's for the church, it's for the street, and it's R&P, Rhythm and Praise.
Kevin, can you hear me, Kevin?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, bro. I want, if you don't mind, can you introduce yourself to the audience as well? I mean, because they would love to know who you represent and who you are. Like, as a, you know, of course you represent the Most High. You know, you're here
absolutely.
For
absolutely. You know, yeah. I am. I'm Kevin Lambert, aka Kevin L. My stage name is Kevin L. And it's not for Lambert, it's for the love. How is that, man? So, I am the developer of Rhythm and Praise, rhythmandpraise.com, soon to be released. I am the associate CEO of Conscious Music Entertainment, where, you know, we do a number of things as far as music for AIDS and Muse Art World Foundation and, you know, just all different types of stuff, showing the power of music. You know, people always talk about, well, on the negative side, you know, music is making our kids go like this and making people, you know, crazy and all that. But on the positive side, which is what we're on the positive side, it's moving and changing things, and we're using it as a vehicle to bring a brand new message, a vibrant sound to people to, you know, let them know this is it. You know, and this is something you can grab onto, the young, the old, this, that love train, you know, and there's power in it. You know, there's power. We rap, you know, my style, you know, I rap, sing, you know, do it all. And, you know, and ain't nothing corny about it.
You better say it, brother. That's the word.
Go ahead.
That's that word right there. It's corny.
Hip-hop, and I love all of that, and that's cool. But R&P's got its own lane. We can't be defined. Our genre is still just manifesting itself in what one would consider praise, and it's creating freedom to just do that, just straight up praise him. Because God said, you know, I inhabit the praises of my people, you know?
Yes, sir.
We got to do all that. All we got to do is praise him for what he's already done and what he's about to do.
So let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
I want to ask for sure. I want to know, how does Malia and Kevin, how did you guys find that fire together?
First of all, God. But, you know, from a musical standpoint, you know, with her, I mean, she's the type of person can sit and write 5 fluent songs in 10 minutes. I mean, you know, she's just an incredible lyricist and concept artist. She understands, has several degrees in music. And so where me, on the other hand, I get inspired and things start happening. And she
I've seen your music, man. I'm a big fan of your style, you know, like you said, it's the combination of everything right.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better, and that's what it is. It's a combination of everything right, and we've just, you know, it's just really our time. You know, people are ready for a conscious effort, a conscious move, somebody to stand up and bring that type of groove. Like I told you, real music. You know, let's get our musicians back to work. You know, you got one guy doing the track, yeah, you get his feeling, but when you've got a guy giving his soul and his spirit on the bass, and you got another, you know, guy on the drums, and he's giving his soul, you know, and the keyboards and the vocalist, and so, you know, it comes together in this congruent to the groove, man. Like you said, it's all right. And that sound and that depth to that flavor and music is just, they're hungry for it, man. And Conscious Music Entertainment, we plan to feed them. You know, my thing, like I said, is R&B, rhythm, and praise. And we're happy to have our own lane. You know, we're not like holy hip hop. We're not, hip hop's got his thing. We're R&B, rhythm, and praise.
Yes, sir. Now, let me ask you something else. I want to know, you know, with it being rhythm and phrase, you know, it's definitely a market that's wide open. It has been, like, you know, with all the hip hop that they're doing right now and all those different things, you know, what you're doing is taking all that talent and actually using it within a safe boundary area to where people can enjoy the music and not have to worry about, you know, disrespecting God or the world in a way, you know, and you guys are teaching things as well as while you're singing, you're also teaching. So I want to ask, you know, with the Conscious Music Entertainment movement, which is a movement that's been going on for the longest, and a lot of people have heard about it, but, you know, I wanted you guys to explain to them why this is so important and why it still exists, even though people have not, you know, embraced it open arms, I think, would embrace the next new single. You know what I'm saying?
Well, primarily, you know, the seeds have to be planted before a tree comes. You know, everything has its season. Conscious Music has been planting seeds since 2010. And as we filtered, as Kevin had said before, you know, you look at Pharrell, you know, and he had an overnight success with the song Happy. I think people are at a place now where we're at that peak of this season in which they're tired of hearing all the negativity, all the violence. They're tired of their kids picking up the things that they're not ready to be groomed with. So as we move forward, I think Conscious Music is just kind of making its own place in its own time and season as we continue to work at it, develop, and bring more positive things to the table.
Miss Malia, you are very, very, very greased with this whole endeavor. You are lubricated with the Word of God. I want to know, what would you tell people that are listening that love the fact that you're doing independent and you have your own thing, and you also have the support of like different entities that we can't see, but they're definitely on your side. So what advice would you give to the audience to get them to like understand like what we're doing, like you and I and Kevin?
Well, I think it all comes with planning. And, you know, in my one song, you know, it says that it takes a family to raise the children of the world. And so, you know, there's different aspects and different folks from different areas in life that come together for the purpose. And I think it starts with the heart, you know, and that's what this whole thing's about. You know, when We Are Hope was written, you know, it was based on the song that I believe God gave me as he brought it to me. And it stemmed from those things that we're all born with from day one, you know, and we really have the choice to, you know, live out those moral conscious moves that's in our heart with love, faith, hope, or charity. And we feed that and we become a better person. However, if we don't choose to do that and we walk in a different light, then, you know, we have to learn the hard way as we skin our knees and have to be picked up and shaken off and put back on the road again. You know, there's this saying, you know, God will never break you if you learn how to bend.
That's the truth. It's so true. Mr. Lambert, man, I want to hear about the, I heard you guys are headed to the, I think it's the somebody help me out.
IMEAs, yes.
Give me some information about that experience, how it's going to be for you and your team and what you expect from that particular event.
Well, it's going to be really exciting for me for a couple of reasons. One is that I'm going to, you know, have an opportunity to receive a recognition and an award for being the developer of Rhythm and Praise. So it's nice to have that acknowledged as we press to make that a genre. We also are going to have the opportunity to do some of the new stuff off of the album with songs like My God is Super Bad. And, you know, yeah, and just, you know, some of the, you know, the big boys and, you know, just it's a great opportunity to, this will be the first crowd to get a chance to hear my new stuff. We're still in the process of recording the Fearless album. So I'm excited to just go get to try it in front of a nice crowd. And we're happy to be a part of the IMEAs this year and thank them, you know, Cole Chambers and his whole group for what they're doing and our relationship with them. And conscious music entertainment.
Conscious music entertainment has been, like, you know, me myself, I've been out here in the internet world for about 20, like, nah, I'm saying, I'm about to over-exaggerate. I've been out here about a good 10 years for sure. And I've never ran into anyone like you guys. You guys have your own army of individuals, whether it's combined effort or it's an indirect combined effort, you guys are really, really like stacked together. And the odds were saying that you guys were not going to be where you are today. What do you say to that?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I just say that we have a mighty God and everything happens in his time and not ours. Kevin?
I would have to say,
yeah, let me know what you got to say, Mr. Lambert.
He said, for all the loudest, all the haters and the doubters, the ones we want to thank because they talked about us, we're the radicalists, flipping the game like acrobatics. Stay tuned for this, the hits, no static.
That was too much for me. I can't handle all that. I might have to reset the system. I might have to reset the system real quick.
Yeah.
But for real, that's some good stuff, man. I mean, like, can you elaborate on how, you know, the black culture is like they're stuck on the word corny, you know? Like
yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think it's, you know, what we find, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, when you talk about the power of music and you talk about trends and what becomes cool and what is popular, you know, we go into the schools, man, and we do the Rep the Peace rallies, man, and we go in and rock them. And, you know, and we do Rock the Block, you know, right up in the urban, in the hood, man. And, yeah. And, you know, and we bring this R&P, this vibrant sound. And, you know, we see people, you know, gravitating to it and so forth and so on. And those that have been inundated by this gangster thug mentality, you got to understand something. The whole nation, from suburb to hood, dropped their pants all at the same time, called sagging. Now, don't spell that backwards.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, sagging. So they all did it because it was popular. And when you can take a phrase like keeping it 100 or, you know, any type of phrase.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Right. You can, you know, you can turn around and you can see how our society is affected by the words that we say. You know, God said that the power of life and death is in the tongue. He said we're stirred by our mouths, you know, and it's not what goes into a man's mouth that defiles him, but what comes out. And it matters what you say. There's power in your words. Even if you go to a psychologist and they want to increase your self-esteem, they'll tell you to do positive affirmations, saying positive things, speaking life. And so, you know, when if that be the case, then if you're speaking darkness and you're sponging that into your mind, and every day you saying these raps and you singing and you're hearing this venom type of music, well, you're squeezing. You're like a sponge. And when you squeeze you, that's what's going to come out automatically. You know, so I say that to say, it matters what you say. We need to go conscious with our lyrics and know that I you know what? Beyond lyrics, I'm going to take it to the threshold. I'm telling your listeners, myself, everybody in this room, that it matters what you say. And start speaking wonderful things over your own life. And even though they don't seem to be that way, speak over your circumstances. And that's what we do. I like doing R&P rhythm and praise because I get to praise him. I ain't begging him for nothing. I'm praising him for what he's doing.
I want to ask you, bro, why do you think that you understand it? Like, is it something that everybody can do, or is it just something that, like, certain people are just privileged to?
I think that it's something that everybody can do. Everybody's got the right and the ability to do it. You know, it's not about, you know, knowing the word of God or knowing, not saying that that's not important, but it's about starting with love. God said all things will cease to exist. There'll be nothing left but love. So start with love and build a relationship. And how do you build a relationship? What does God need? What is he concerned about? Number one, he's concerned about the lost and the poor. That's what's valuable to him, the lost and the poor, and what he wants from us is praise. That's why he said he inhabits. He goes in. He saturates himself around the praises of his people.
Yes,
and that's what he wants from you, just to praise him and acknowledge him, and anybody can do that. And he's not some God looking down on you saying he already knows everything. God don't ask questions. Oh, I wonder what Kevin's going to do tomorrow. No, he knows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't dummy God down. You know, God said, my thoughts aren't your thoughts. My ways aren't your ways. And so a lot of times we need to not lean on the fact that, well, I don't go to church and I don't trust those pastors that da 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 this and this and that. All that. Hey, look. The church is like a hospital. There's a few doctors, a lot of people sick. So, you know, don't try to take your relationship with God. You got a thumbprint that no man who ever lived or died can duplicate it. Nobody. Whoever lived or died can duplicate it. That's God's way of trying to tell you that he got a personal eye on you and that he's concerned about your needs individually. You, nobody ever created. He said, I knew you before. I formed you to fit in your mother's womb. Don't get me scared, man. I'm just saying he loves us and all he wants us to do is praise him. He got this. And start taking authority over circumstances in your life and start speaking to things that aren't so as if they were so. And
Kevin, why do you know this? Why do you know this, Kevin? Why do you know these things? Why? Where is it coming from?
For the Bible, so.
No, no.
You know, man, you know, the Holy Spirit, man, when you accept Jesus into your life, man, when you accept him and you just acknowledge and say, Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for me, man. You rose from the dead and sit at the right hand of the Father when not even you yourself know the day or the hour of when you're going to return. But I know that you did that through your blood, through dying. But you also went down and you took the keys to death and the grave. So that all these people I see getting shot and all this and killed early and all this and that, so that that really wouldn't be the case for them. Look at a butterfly, you know, so that it wouldn't be the case for them. I have the keys to death in the grave, and I sit at the right hand of the Father, and I don't even know the day or the hour that I'll return. But God, I know that you love me. And I accept that. When you do that, the Holy Spirit begins to dwell in you. And that Holy Spirit is an interpreter. And it gives you information. It's a protocol to God. It speaks in a language, he says, that can't be uttered. It can't be spoken. And it speaks on your behalf to God and covers you. That's why the Apostle Paul was able to say, I pray without ceasing. Because he realized that there was a Holy Spirit inside of him moving and making intercession for his life. And when you realize that, he will begin to interpret things to you and show you things in life that are according to his word and his love.
Yes, sir.
And every time you go to that word of God, into that Bible, he'll begin to impart information into you. And he'll speak to your spirit.
So you're saying that if you address God, if you come to God on his, I mean, in every particular aspect that he has given us, and you come to him and you talk with this individual, you're saying that he will respond.
Absolutely. He will respond. Absolutely. It's his word. The only thing he can't do is not do his word. So he has to, and he will respond. You know, and you have to, you have to continue to sow in and have faith. But I guarantee you he will respond.
But Kevin, I got to ask you, bro. You know, you got a situation where, you know some individuals, you know a few people, you know, you were born into a sector of the world where it was a little bit better than the average person. Do you think that you earned it? I believe you earned it.
Yeah. I don't know, man, because I don't really have that scale, I obviously recognize that, you know, I wasn't born, and no offense to the people in Ethiopia or any parts of very impoverished areas, but no, I wasn't in a impoverished area. But I myself personally have seen a lot. But I can't look at any man about where he's at. I just mentioned what's valuable to God is the poor and the lost. So, you know, I find myself in their shoes and in that position to give. I mean, this is why I do what I do. You know, I get out here and do this R&P and conscious music entertainment so that I can go rock the block and get in the street and get where the people are hungry and are thirsty for knowledge. You know, they're only suffering because they don't know.
Tell me about it, man. We've been talking for all this time, both me and Malia and Mr. Kevin Lambert. I mean, like, this is like a privileged interview, and I have not told anybody where they can find you guys at.
Well, actually, you know, they can find us on Facebook for sure, but we're in the process of redeveloping some websites that will be out very shortly as we revamp and add some new and amazing things to it. But on most social, just Google us would be the best way to do it, because there are going to be a lot of media coming out for sure. And, you know, Facebook, you know, all those sites that have us. And then, you know, with Kevin, you can get him at www.soldoutcb.com for sure. Kevin, do you want to add to that?
Yes, soldoutcd.com. Stay tuned for rhythmandpraise.com. It's going to be great. It's going to be a beautiful environment for all that are interested in doing rhythm and praise. You're going to be able to sell the products.
Spell sold out for me.
Sold out. S-O-U-L-E-D. Like your soul. Like your soul. S-O-U-L-E-D. CD.com. Yes, soldoutcd.com.
I ain't never known people like y'all before, so for me to just, like, pick up the phone one day and be like, oh, hey, Mia, what's the interview? Oh, what's cool? Yeah, you're great, great, great. You know, this is, like, it's just something that I never thought I would have, you know, an access to a different branch of God's government, in a way. You know, that's how I feel about it.
I love it.
I enjoy it. I'm appreciative of being to the point where you guys think that you should be talking to me. So what I want to know now at this point, I want to know how we can get our fans active with this conscious music entertainment movement. I mean, the conscious music entertainment movement is a deep type of thing, but I don't think you have to be so directly involved to be a part of it. All you got to do is spread the music on and continue to actually kind of bid for the music that you want on the planet. You know, like, the fans have a power. They can dictate whose music is on the scene, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's absolutely right, you know, and we do need their support. But, you know, most of all, you know, our objective to that, man, is just to pour it out, you know, and having people like yourself, man, who, you know, you talk about us, man, how much we appreciate you.
Man, this ain't nothing, bro. Oh, yeah, y'all done got me in the right place in my life in general. Like, I've been talking with you guys from a long distance point of stand view. I done had opportunities to prove myself, and I didn't prove myself. You know, but you guys are always there, and you're always pushing for God's kingdom. And I want people to know that this is an official movement. This is not just because you do what you do or you are who you are. No, this is who these people are. These people are sacrificing everything to bring this to you.
Yeah. Yes, man. That's absolutely right. But, you know, it's also our joy. And that's why, you know, I think you'll hear it in the music that especially, you know, what we've released. I mean, you can hear a lot of my stuff on soldoutcd.com, but also, you know, the new stuff that we're bringing with the conscious movement is just phenomenal. The different genres from Mia, you know, she mentioned We Are Hope, Music Can Heal the World. Songs that are going to come out and people are just going to really feel the energy. You can feel it. You know, that's what Einstein said about energy. He said it can't be destroyed. And when you hear a song, and I know you've heard this, you heard a song come on and you were like, oh man, I mean, you can feel where they're coming from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the type of energy, man, that we're putting into this music, because that's what the world needs right now, man. We need to get on the page, man, before the elements start showing out, man. I mean, we need to, you know, we need to tighten it up, man, and start loving each other, man. And, you know, and helping our fellow man, You know, most people wake up every day and walk, man, I hope something happens good for me today.
You're
but
right.
How do we wake up and say, man, I hope I find somebody I can do just one good thing for today? And me.
That's good news of God. That's like the Most High spreading his love throughout you and the individuals that he deals with. I'm telling you, man, I think you guys have something very, very positive to share. And I want to ask you guys, you're competing against, of course, an ultimate force, which God already made. You know, he made the devil, of course, you know, but, you know, God never put things, he never gave nothing to the devil. God ain't never gave nothing to the devil. So, a person like me, you know, a young black male, just, I don't know, you know, just living life, trying to figure it out for itself. But, I mean, like, what advice would you give to a person like myself?
Well, I would say this, is that, you know, don't run around trying to figure out how to do right. Just do the next thing right. And I would definitely, you know, forgiveness and loving yourself is always a good approach, God, you know, and then forgiving other people who have wronged you. You know, God said, I can't forgive you if you can't forgive those, you know, if you can't forgive them. So I say that, brother, just in insight, just in my spirit, answering this question to you.
Yes.
About forgiveness, you need to take on that spirit of forgiveness. And then you need to know what it is that you're really made of. Because your intrigue, you're wanting to be... See, I listen to a few words that you say, and I can tell that the word of God is in you. Somebody's the word in you. Somebody's praying for you. What all of those type of things, man, we really are spiritual beings. And the I am that I am is a spiritual being. And there is nothing that you can't do. All things are possible for you. All things. Right now that you know. We said earlier in the conversation that those people suffered because they didn't know. But now you know, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you and empowers you above your circumstances. And it's great that you do have hurdles and circumstances in your life. Because when you overcome those circumstances and you rise above those circumstances and limit the repeat performances, and you step into the truth of who you are and the magnitude of who you are, the light just gets bright, man. And you begin to realize that you can do all things. All things are possible. And not limit yourself. There's nothing mediocre about you. You're powerful and you've been equipped to do a great thing.
I mean, Mr. Lambert, when the first time I talked to you, Mr. Lambert, it was something that I saw that just had me kind of stuck on stupid. But because of me, I was able to interpret it. And I was able to digest the information that you have to offer. I have a different background. And so all I know is that Kevin Lambert and Malia McKinney have a combination that has been ordained by, you know, spiritual figures. And I'm definitely interested to see more from you individuals because you guys have a different take on the media industry just in general. It's amazing to me.
Yes, we do. We're very blessed, you know, from day one, you know, the Spirit of God touched our hearts and
yeah.
brought us together in
city. You're so funny.
Great.
You're so funny. You're so funny. You're so modest, Mia. You're so modest, like right now. Mia, you're like the guru. I mean, you can be modest as you want to with me, but I already know who I'm talking to. So I'm like, I'm just happy. Just tell the people where they can find you guys at, because I want them to make sure they can find you guys online.
Well, right now, the best thing to do is go to the social media, you know, Facebook under Malia McKenney or Conscious Music Entertainment. You can go to Kevin's site at www.souledoutcd.com. And then, you know, very soon we're going to have up the new website that are
going to be
amazing.
My name is Don Megatron, and I approve this message.
With the new thing that we're bringing to the table.
It's already... They can guarantee they're going to see it no matter what. So I'm definitely making sure it's a link. No doubt. I wanted to make sure that, like, if there's anything that you guys would love to say to the audience, more of a personal level, because Mr. Lambert, you're from a family of big names. You know, Mr. Brown, James Brown, and them, they came out with the family, you know, all that, this and that, you know. What would you say on behalf of yours?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. We're actually getting ready to do the Ray Charles reunion, family reunion in Atlanta. And all of the kids are getting together to just in remembrance of Ray Charles. And, you know, obviously a very, very brilliant man in music and one who overcome many obstacles in order to reach an incredible level. You know, he always used to tell us when we would want to get in the music business, he would say, well, I was poor, black, and blind. And when you're good, I'll know.
Man, tell me about that one right there. Shit.
Right. So, you know, so it's just another testament to what God can do when you're willing to not look at your circumstances, whether you're blind, you're poor, and know that you can impact an entire world.
Because God
didn't impact the United States. I mean, he impacted the entire world with his music and with his philanthropy and all that he did for many universities and colleges. And, you know, so it's just, it lets you know that if you want to get it in, it's all out there for you.
Mr. Lambert, I wanted to ask you, just to focus it just to these young black males, just for a real quick second, can I get some advice, man? I mean, just like, from a black man to a black man, what would you tell a young 20-year-old black man that's about to maybe think about going to college or thinking about doing something with his life? What would you tell that man?
I would tell him take every effort to stand against the pack. I would tell him that to make a decision of whether or not he's a leader or a follower. And I would tell him that press into his life right now while he's young. Take these 4 years or whatever it may be and go in college and invest in himself against whatever it takes. Go in and get your education, position yourself. If certainly if you're thinking about going to college versus not going to college, education is key. Education, it's one of those things that it's not the only thing, the only way to get there to success, but what it can do is have you giving you something positive to do every day. And what you find is when you do something every day, you get good at it. So all they need to do is look at what they do every day and ask themselves if they're good at it. Now, if they want something different in their lives, then find something different to do every day. And if it's something positive, like learning and going to school, they'll see that at the end of the day, at the end of the year, at the end of 6 months, they'll see an increase in their life. So the big question is,
Do you want an increase in your life? And if you do, change what you do every day.
Man, I'm like, I kind of did this kind of for myself because I enjoy talking to individuals that just pretty much got it going on, put it like that. When it comes to their role in the Most High life, our God, the person that made it, the heavens and the earth, you guys definitely have music on lock, I would say. So I want people to go check out Conscious Music Entertainment. I want them to see what it is to be a soldier, to feel what it's like to participate, no matter how small you may feel that your role is in this particular endeavor. We need everybody on deck, period. Like, let's go. You already here. We got people that are ready to roll. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're well connected. So why not? Let's make this movement happen. That's all I want.
Yes. Amen.
Man, I don't got nothing else to say, man. I ain't got nothing else to say.
As a footnote, Mike, I just want to just kind of direct some traffic to a book that Kevin and I are in called Ariel's Rising. Denise Newton, a good friend of ours, has put together a book of some of 50 of the most prominent women there is around the world. And, you know, they can go to Amazon and all your major outlets like that and get it and give her some support. I did donate the song Ariel Rising, and I did work with Skylar Jett on working with the other song, We Have the Power to Change the World. He did an exceptional job on that, by the way. So,
We know he got skills already.
Total support of all the things that's going down, you know, with her book and all the musicians and artists and women who have contributed to make this book a success.
Well, Miss Malia, I mean, all I can do is just thank you for keeping in contact with me, because Malia, you are one of those women that can never be ever duplicated, or like, there's no way I could even copy your personality in any possible way. There's no way I can even find nobody like you out here. No way. And I just appreciate that you've been so loving to me to keep me in this particular loop of Conscious Music Entertainment. You know, I just am so appreciative to be able to talk with you guys and spread the word of God. And I love it.
We appreciate you, Mike. You know you're my baby. You're just an amazing community, and that you do great things in your own right that I just really don't think you recognize because you're so busy doing them.
But as long as you say it's okay, so I care about it.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
I care, so I'm here with my peers, and guess what, we ain't going nowhere.
I care,
so I'm here with my peers, guess what, we ain't going nowhere. Oh, please don't cry no more, my love for you, I might cry too. You know I care, I'm here to help you through. Last night I thought I heard an angel whisper in my ear, but it's my conscience knocking progress, and that's all I hear.
All around the world, back and forth and all around, everywhere I see a need to change everything the way we see.
mothers on the knees praying for their babies. More dropouts than the sands of the seas. More suicides among our teens. Drugs come in to steal the dreams. Heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamines. It all starts with a seed, way before the marijuana and the nicotine. How about the lyrics and the music scene? It starts right here, if you know what I mean. That's why we need CME, CME, CME. This is conscious music. You feel me? This world here is my family.
Oh, please don't cry no more, my love for you. I might cry too. You know I care, I'm here to help you through. Last night I thought I heard an angel whisper in my ear. But it's my conscious knock in progress, and that's all I hear. Can you see it? What the kids do when they see this? You can rap, but you're cursing, your track whack. But you could call me up, come see me. I got a dream like Martin Luther King. I made a vow to keep it clean, I got a ring. I made a statement to my father as a child. I will achieve and impact the whole world, so the mission never ends. Music never sleeps. Good will always win, and evil always cheats. But the lyrics can defeat, retrain, and rebuild. It's the family foundation that we need to instill. Oh, please don't cry no more, my love for you. I might cry too. You know I care, I'm here to help you through. Last night I thought I heard an angel whisper in my ear. But it's my conscious knock in progress, and that's all I hear.
I care, so I'm here with my peers.
Guess what, we ain't going nowhere.
I care,
so I'm here with my peers. Guess what?